Deirdre O'Connell is the heroine of this unusual history of a Dublin theater. Born and raised in the Bronx of Irish immigrant parents, O'Connell studied acting at the New York Dramatic Workshop and then with Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio. There she was introduced to the method, the Stanislavski system, which became the ruling passion of the rest of her life. Incidentally, she was not alone. American method actors include Marlon Brando, Sidney Poitier, James Dean, Paul Newman, Rip Torn, Eli Wallach, Geraldine Page, Shirley Knight, Al Pacino, Carl Malden, Ellen Burstyn, Ben Gazzara, and Marilyn Monroe. Dustin Hoffman portrays an overly devoted method actor in Tootsie. The method was a thoroughly established training technique in the United States, but not in Ireland, when in 1963, O'Connell, aged 23, moved to Dublin and established her teaching studio and repertory company, Focus Theatre, finding its physical home in an abandoned clothing label factory on Pembroke Place. Working on a shoestring, she kept the workshop and the small 72-seat theatre going until her death in 2001. Not only had there not been a Stanislavski workshop in Dublin, Irish theater had very little use for any training of actors. Actress Mary Elizabeth Burke Kennedy is quoted, quote, "The predominant attitude in Ireland was acting is a talent, a gift from God. Either you have it or you haven't, and you don't interfere with it," end quote. Acting in Ireland was still largely melodramatic, declamatory, oratorical, even at much-honored venues like the Abbey, the Gate, and the Gaiety. Needless to say, there was considerable resistance, even scorn, for the method's reliance on calling up the emotional content of a scene or a line. The director Joe Devlin, originally from Belfast in the North, who took over at Focus after the death of O'Connell, suggests the problem is partly over-intellectualization. Theater in the West is still dominated by Descartes, "I think, therefore I am." Actors think their parts through, not calling up enough feeling. And, especially in the politically correct 80s, says Devlin, quote, "we all lived in our heads, not our bodies," end quote. In addition, he says, theater was heavily influenced by Marxism, feminism, and other theories of the moment. The Stanislavski technique, in which actors use long silences, improvisation, even exercises in which one would imagine oneself to be an object, or to bring a past emotion to mind, to be used in developing character, all seemed pretty kooky to the traditionalists. The Focus also was unique in Dublin in staging original plays and continental playwrights such as Ibsen, Strindberg, Chekhov, new plays by Beckett and Pinter, and by Americans such as Tennessee Williams, William Inge, Edward Albee, Truman Capote, and others. University of Alabama professor and dramaturge Stephen Dedalus Birch, what a name for a scholar of Irish culture, and his co-editor, Bryant McAvera, playwright and director, have not written a conventional history, although one may well be written soon. Focus at 50 is more of a collage, a collection of interviews, memoir pieces, newspaper reviews, short essays, which collectively tell the Focus story. The physical theater on Pembroke closed a couple of years ago, and it is hoped that this volume, if it receives the attention it deserves in Ireland, will help to bring about the rebirth of the Focus Theater. One certainly wishes them well.